Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I am Andrea Patrick, your host. I'm the BU boss, and welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're new here, please go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. If you are watching this on YouTube, please go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel. This is an independent podcast, and I am hopeful that you will like it enough that you will subscribe and that you will leave comments and engage with me, because that is so helpful to me on all of those podcasting platforms. It really helps them to see that this podcast is valuable and that you want to listen. So today, I am going to be talking about the pivot. I don't know if you were with me last week and you heard me talking about these hard truths that I learned the hard way, or I watched someone else learn the hard way. But I talked about that last week on the podcast, and I told you that I was going to follow that up with today's podcast, which is about pivoting. Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I'm so happy that you are joining me today. Subscribe if a CEO mindset is something you want to obtain and you want to find the intersection where your work and life coexist. The sky is the limit when you're clear about your value, consistent in the way you share said value, and you're upfront and honest about who you are while sharing it. There are so many examples to follow and learn from. Let's get into today's, shall we? And I just want to talk about what a pivot is. I want to talk about why a pivot is sometimes difficult, or sometimes all the time difficult. And I want to talk about a tool that I have that I think makes a pivot so much easier, regardless of the reason for the pivot. So let's dive into that today. I don't want to linger. What does it mean to pivot? Well, a pivot means you are changing directions in a certain area or multiple areas of your life, of your career, your business, in a relationship. You are making an adjustment. Now, here's the thing. Sometimes the pivot is your decision, which in my case, this is my decision. I'll tell you about that in a minute, which is why I want to talk about these two things, the hard truths and this pivot. And I have something else coming next week. But sometimes the pivot is your own decision. And you said, you know what? I need to do something different to get a different result. Awesome. Sometimes, however, the pivot is not something that you had control over, i.e. you were laid off from your job and now you have to pivot and you have to make money somehow and you have to make a change. You have to change directions. Maybe you've retired and you want to continue contributing and making money, but you no longer want to do it in the capacity you were doing it prior to your retirement. There is someone in our chamber right now. Hey, Matt, how you doing? Matt is a franchise consultant, and he works with a lot of the time. He talks about retirees who are looking to transition from working in corporate America to having a franchise because they're not ready to sit down and stop working. That is a pivot that they have control over. But oftentimes if you're laid off or if something happens and you know, maybe you got sick and you couldn't do something and you could no longer do the thing that you wanted to do, that is a pivot that you didn't have control over. So either way, it's a change in a direction in your life, career, business, or in a relationship. Sometimes it's a way to help you follow your passion and your dreams. And you have to, you know, do something there where the pivot is necessary. Maybe it's about a renewed focus. That's more in line with what I am talking about when I'm going to share some things with you in a minute, but it's a renewed focus. It's like the overall end game didn't change, but the way you get there has to pivot. You're going to have to pivot. And I'm going to be honest, there have been times in my entrepreneurial career where I've had people to tell me that I'm never going to be successful if I can't figure out what it is I want to do. And here's the thing, guys. I consider my entrepreneurial journey a pivot because I believe your passion takes a journey. I'm sorry, not your passion. I think, yeah, your passion takes a journey, and that's And that journey is what leads you to the thing that you really, really want to do. So I've had many careers, many iterations of my entrepreneurial life. I've done many things, but all of them have been in an effort to make people look and feel their best so that they can attract the people that they want to attract. That's been an overall theme in what I've done in my career. But I've pivoted and I've changed directions on how I'm going to get there. You know, if you go from one end of the country to the other end of the country, there are so many states in between that you could take a multitude of highways to get from one coast to the next. You don't have to take the same route everyone else takes. It might take you longer. You may be, you know, exhausted by the time you get there, but it doesn't mean that the way you took was wrong. And that's kind of what a pivot that you do on your own is like. And you shouldn't be upset about that because you're following your passion or maybe you're renewing your focus. Now, why is a pivot difficult? This one, you know, aside from the fact that maybe your pivot was because you didn't have any control over it, you were laid off or fired, or you got sick and you had to come up with something different, or something tragic happened, God forbid, and you had to come up with a different plan for your life. Those notwithstanding, pivots themselves are difficult, even when you have a choice of the pivot, because you're having to do something different to get a different result. You're having to exercise muscles that have not been exercised ever before. You're having to do things that you have never done, be in places you've never been. And it can be scary. So that is one reason why it is so difficult to do the voluntary pivot. That's what we'll call it, the voluntary pivot. This pivot, sometimes it's difficult because it's what is the, you're the only one that can do it. Like, you can tell someone that you have a certain outcome that you want, but ultimately you're the only one who can make the outcome happen. Whether it's by delegation, whether it's by doing it yourself, you have to have the vision for whatever it is so that you can communicate the vision if you're going to delegate it, but you have to be able to create the plan and to actually work the plan and to stay motivated in order for the vision to come to fruition. So it's difficult sometimes because you're the only one that can do it. Another reason that it's difficult is because the work it takes. You know, I tell my children all the time, and this is just another little aside, I tell my children all the time that, you know, you want to have good eating habits while you're young. You want to go ahead and create those good eating habits, because the older you get, the harder it is for your body to bounce back. And the more your organs and things are, you know, they tire out and you can be sick, you know, quicker. And so you don't want to get into a state where you go to the doctor and they say, well, you have to do this because if you don't, this is going to happen. You have to lose weight because if you don't, this, you're in jeopardy of these things. So sometimes that pivot is difficult because you have to do the things that you don't want to do. You have to put forth certain efforts. You have to realize that, wow, the things that I've been doing all this time, they felt good to me. They've been easy. They've come easy to me, but they haven't gotten me the results that I wanted. And I want to park here for a second because this is sort of where I am. I have been in business for a very long time, and I think you can understand this if you're listening and this is your story as well. You've been working really hard. You are busy. You are diligent. You are intentional. You have seen some success, but it's not quite where you want it to be. And it seems like no matter how much time you spend working on it, it's not getting you there. And that is sort of where I have found myself. And I started reading, I think I told you this last week, I started reading Grant Cardone's book, The 10X Rule. And as I was reading this book, honestly, I started to see, I got frustrated with myself because I started to see where, yes, I've had success, but it's been mediocre success compared to the exponential success I could have if I would just like dig my heels in and just put my head down and grind instead of making excuses like, well, I did it and it didn't work, or I tried that thing and it didn't work, having tried it one time, or the opposite is true, where I keep doing something over and over and over again, the same thing, not seeing results, but thinking for some reason that if I keep doing it, it'll work. I've even had a member of my team say, you know, we just really need to be consistent here. Let's just stick with it and just kind of see if it works. And then I'm like, well, no, because we've done it for like X amount of time and it hasn't produced any. We've not seen any traction in this area. And so what we're doing isn't working. And the more we do it, the more time we're wasting not doing the thing that will work. And at one point, we made a decision to really focus on one platform and really grind on that content and make it the best it could possibly be. And when I tell you, when we did that and we 10x'd those efforts, that platform grew. It took off. Now, did it take off like you see some people talking about on their channels? No. But compared to what it was doing, it has grown leaps and bounds from where it was even last year, even last month. And so I know I'm talking from experience that the pivot sometimes is difficult because we don't realize that even though we're doing work, we're not doing enough of the work that we need to do in the right places. We're not 10xing efforts in the right places. And sometimes that means you need to streamline and strip away some of the things that we're doing because just because you're busy doesn't mean you're being productive. And even though you're productive getting things done, doesn't mean you're productive achieving the goal and seeing the traction that you want to see. So the pivot is sometimes difficult because you're the only one that can do it. But then also, it's difficult because sometimes you realize that it's time for you to, you know, pack up and take your toys home and just play with one toy until you can get the other toys figured out. So that's just a big situation that I think we need to look at. And we resist change a lot of time because we have this fear of uncertainty. We don't want to do the thing that we don't know if it's going to work. And it's important to take the risk. The pivot is necessary, but it's not going to happen if you're afraid of, you know, what is around the corner. You can't be. You got to take the risk. Sometimes the pivot is you're afraid to scale because you don't think you're competent. You know, you don't think that you have what it takes. But like I said last week, that hard truth is sometimes you've got to do the thing that scares you because that's how you grow. Also, sometimes the pivot is difficult because you don't feel like you have any control. Maybe you're jumping into a big pool that's deep. You get on that deep end and you are flailing and flailing, but you've got to calm down and flip over and float and figure it out. You can do it. You don't have to always be in control of the situation. Okay. So it's really about this pivot is really like when it's uncomfortable and it's scary, it's okay. But, you know, change is necessary for growth. Now, let's look at a tool that I have that I think will make your pivot easier. One of the reasons that I think pivoting is so difficult is because of, like I said, uncertainty of what's around the corner, but also uncertainty about who you are and what you need to do and be your best. And that's where my personal framework comes in. My personal framework is really a simple framework. I mean, it sounds so simple. It is your strengths, understanding those, understanding your limitations, understanding your desires and understanding your non-negotiables. That sounds simple. It sounds easy enough. But it's not as simple as it sounds sometimes because, in order to understand what your strengths are, you really have to strip away all of the noise that other people have said about you. In order for you to really know what you're limited at, it's very important for you to strip away all of the negative self-talk, all of the naysayers, all of the influences that happened, all of your experiences, you have to strip those away and start to really look at those situations on an individual basis and ascertain whether or not, were you really limited in that area, or was it someone telling you that you couldn't because they couldn't? Was it because you got in trouble or you saw someone else limited in that area? You never tried it because it looked hard. And so you just think that you're limited. I mean, perfect example of this is you say you don't like a food, but you've never tasted the food. You only say you don't like the food because nobody in your family ever cooked the food. And when you went out to a restaurant one time, somebody had it and they were like, oh my God, that's nasty, blah, blah, blah. And so you just never tried it because that person said it was nasty. Well, I'm here to tell you, I don't like cantaloupe or melon, but I've got everybody on my mom's side of the family loves cantaloupe and melon. So what is not good to you or someone else might be good to you. Or if it's good to you, it may not be good to someone else. So you can't get, it's not going to be as simple as, what are your strengths? What are your limitations? What are your desires? Even your desires can be skewed because they are influenced by what you see other people having. Some people say, oh, I want to be rich. I want to be rich. Well, have you seen some rich people? They look sad. They look unhappy. Money does not buy you happiness. So wouldn't it be great to be happy first? And then wouldn't that make the money be that much greater, right? So again, your personal framework is how you can make your pivot easier, because the personal framework, once you've determined what that is, you can live through that. You can take action through that, make decisions through that, and be certain that you are operating within your wheelhouse. You know where your strengths are. You've avoided those limitations or you've made arrangements for them. You know what your triggers are, what is going to derail you. You know the things that are going to upset you that you just won't tolerate, that will stop things at the like on a dime. And you know what your real outcome is. You know what your end game is. You know what you're desiring. And so therefore, every decision you make, every boundary you set, every expectation you set, all of those things are going to operate within this personal framework. And that is going to help you with your pivot. Because when you have to pivot, whether it is a pivot that is a voluntary pivot or an involuntary pivot, you will be able to look through your personal framework and make a decision about what that next step needs to be. I think that this is so important. And I was going to tell you a little bit about why I think, like, how this is related to me. And you might relate to this as well. But I mentioned that I've been working on a project and I've seen success with the project. I really have. I cannot complain. However, I realize that trying to do it and provide this content the way that I'm trying to provide it is not working. And it's not working to the degree that I want it to work. And when I sat back and took a few minutes to just think about what I could do to 10x my efforts, again, the book, I realized that I am so much better in person. I'm so much better talking to people in person, showing them in real time how my BU method works in whatever set of circumstances that they need help in the moment. And so I have decided that I am going to pivot, and it's okay. And I'm going to take the time to do that. I've decided that I'm going to drill down on my target audience and really begin to 10X my efforts to talk directly to them. And even though I've niched down and I've got, I've got my target audience, my avatar, all of those things, I know to do that. I have done that. But I feel like even in talking to that group, I've been more vague than I really should be. And I want to be very specific, and I want to pinpoint directly to you guys, my boss squad. I want to talk to you guys, and I want to be very direct and very clear and, you know, not hold back and not try to water it down so that it reaches more people. I want to talk about it. You're someone who's pivoting. Why are you pivoting? Because you wanted to? Is it a voluntary or is it an involuntary? So because of that, I thought this was an opportunity to kind of be a little bit transparent and say, hey, I'm pivoting. It's a voluntary pivot, but it's a pivot just the same. And it is one that is long overdue. And it's long overdue because I, you know, didn't want to let go of some things that I worked really hard on. I didn't want to let go of the idea of doing something the way I initially intended for it to be done. And so but it's okay. I finally realized it's okay, you know, and that is where I think you need to be. So again, today was all about the pivot. What does it mean? Why is it sometimes difficult? I hope that, you know, if you have other reasons, maybe you are in need of a pivot, voluntary or involuntary. Why is it difficult for you? Tell me. What are some other reasons that pivoting could be difficult? Let me know in the comments. I want to hear from you. I want to engage with you. But I also want to know, do you think that the personal framework would be helpful? I do. I've used it. That's how I operate. And I think that people compliment me all the time on the decisions and the directions that I'm going and how I'm sort of running my business and things like that. And I can only attribute it to my personal framework. And I mean, I have taught people how to treat me. I mean, anybody who knows me knows they have been taught how to treat me. There are things that they won't ask me for. There are days they won't ask me because I've taught them what I will and will not do, when I won't do certain things. There are certain standards, personal operating system that I have and standards that I live by that people have been taught and appreciate and they respect. So I know that the personal framework works, and I just believe that it is an amazing tool that will help you pivot a lot easier. And I'm going to put down my BU guide down in the show notes and in the description of YouTube, because it is a tool that will help you drill down on some of these things. And it'll walk you through in a simple way. I mean, it's not going to be too time consuming, but I think it'll be helpful for you to create a personal framework of sorts using my BU guide, and it will guide you. All right, that does it for today. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the CEO Mindset. Remember, we are constantly evolving over here and being open to failing forward. If you are in need of a pivot, you are one of those fierce female entrepreneurs inside my boss squad who needs a pivot. And whether it's voluntary or involuntary, this is a podcast for you. But definitely get join the squad. If you're not, click on the link to join our newsletter. I share content over there, different things that you might want to learn about leadership and strategic marketing and personal development. I think would be great. I would love to have you. The rest of the squad would love to have you. And so join. And that does it for today, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you have a great day. All right, bye, guys. That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be, to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear all about them. And I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the BU Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms, so if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.